This is Conversations, a series on the Mormon Channel featuring discussions with members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints with a unique perspective or an interesting story. Today's conversation is with Elder Yoshihiko Kikuchi of the First Quorum of 70. Elder Kikuchi was sustained to this position in 1977. The host for this conversation is Ruth Todd. Ruth is a former television news anchor and is currently a radio and television personality.
Hello to our listeners, and welcome to Conversations on the Mormon Channel. My name is Ruth Todd, and I'm your host, and we are delighted and privileged today to have a special guest here in our studios, Elder Yoshihiko Kikuchi of the First Quorum of the 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder Kikuchi, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
We are so happy to have you today. You know, Elder Kikuchi and I were just speaking before the broadcast started, and he has such an interesting background that I want to take the first few minutes to, if people don't know who are listening, to tell them and let them learn a little bit about your wonderful heritage. You were born in Hokkaido, Japan. Tell us about your earliest days.
It is a very cold place, like Edmonton, Canada. Snow a lot, and then wind blow from Siberia. And then spring and the summertime and fall, it's just a gorgeous, like you feel like in the often Wyoming, Star Valley.
Beautiful. Tell us about your family growing up.
I was the third child. I have an older sister, older brother, younger sister, four children, and then the mother and the father. We were a happy family.
As I researched your background, Elder Kikuchi, and saw the way you came into the church, it seemed to me the Lord was in your life every step of the way.
It was.
Tell us about your conversion. It is a remarkable story, actually.
I was raised in a fisherman's family. My father has a 7 engine boats and then about 50 people working. But the war broke out and then between Japan and the U.S. And then this was 2 weeks prior to a closure of the Second World War II. My father got terrible sick and came home, and then he found that no food at his home and then also workers' home. So he gathered the old men and also younger boys, went out and catch the fish. And then about 7 o'clock evening, this was 2 weeks prior to the war was finishing, and they caught a lot of fish. And then American submarine bombed and those two boats, and then all 7 people died except the one boy. Caught the debris, and the next morning he reached to the harbor. So I was growing up not much opportunities because when I graduated junior high school, and then I have to find my work, and then but I really wanted it to go to senior high school, so 9 hours away from my mother's place, and then I found a bean curd shop.
Tofu.
Mm-hmm. And then they allowed me to go evening to night school. Rise to almost 4:30, and I made a tofu, and then went out to cells, and then came home and ate breakfast, and then made a tofu again, and afternoon distributing at stores, and then also I got sick and then found in the hospital and then critically ill. And then doctor said that you got to call your parents. And I said, only one. And then brother came and the mother came. They were told. And we may not be able to help your kid. And then a boy. But they kept me a couple more days, and I left the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And you're staying at your uncle's home, far from your
grandmother's home. And uncle's home.
Oh, and your uncle, okay. So, Elder Kikuchi, there you are, a young boy, away from your mother. Your father has died and left your family when you were a young boy, and you're facing great trials. You're very sick. And yet, you hearken back to that chapter in your life and teach us to count our blessings even in times of trial or adversity. Let's listen to what you said in April 1984 General Conference.
Why death? Why sickness? Why tragedy? Why must I go in suffering and disappointment? Why must I have to face the deep waters of life? And why must I go through the rivers of sorrow? When I was 5, my father passed away. And 4 of us, the children, became fatherless, and because of the World War II. And our lives had drastically changed, and we became so poor. One day, I clearly remember, I was playing at the park, and every boy's play with the fathers, their own. But I didn't have. And I said to myself, I wish I could have my father. We know a little the will of the Lord, then we judge the Lord often with our small wisdom. I speak to those who walk in the deep waters of life and the rivers of sorrow. I testify to you that the Lord loves you, and Jesus Christ, He will never forget you. The Lord said, my son and my daughter, all these things shall be give thee for experience and shall be for thy good.
Again, that's Elder Kikuchi in April 1984 General Conference teaching us about living through adversity. Okay, so usually you would have been at work in the bean curd shop, or you would have been at school, mm-hmm. but because you had been so sick and just out of the hospital, here you That's are right. when that life-changing knock on the door comes.
It was that the missionary called themselves a P-Day, and then no success for a few months. So they decided to knock in doors after breakfast. And then evening, very cold, and snow began and rain mix. And then two foreigners stood my door. They said, American.
All right. Now, that meant something to you when these two American boys, because you had been raised with some anti-American sentiment in your home.
Well, I'm sorry that I had. And so I said, go out. I mean, You know,
I'm not interested.
You told them to go away. Go away.
Uh-huh.
Go away. But a missionary from St. Anthony, Idaho, took off a gentleman hat. Those days, a missionary's wearing gentleman hat. We have a message, boy like you saw. He referred as your Heavenly Father and your Jesus. Are you still refusing us? And I thought to myself, this might be the answer that I was begging that while I was in the hospital.
At that age, 15 years old, so sick, what did you know of Jesus Christ?
Almost no knowledge.
And what about of Heavenly Father, of God? What did you think?
Well, I knew something up there, but not as the God, not as a Jesus. And so I said, go away.
So this story was completely new on every level for you.
Uh-huh. And then so I stood at the door side and I raised my two hands and then, you know, I'll give you then 10 minutes.
And this was their P-Day. And you later found out that they were impressed to go ahead and go tracting on their day off.
That's right.
They don't usually do that.
No.
Again, the Lord's hand looking for you, Elder Kikuchi, right?
Well, so they came in and then they taught me just exactly the beautiful sacred story of the Joseph Smith and somehow I believed it.
Did you believe it right away?
Yes. And I was thirsting and I embarrassed to ask, come back, because I said, go away, only give you 10 minutes. But somehow that they asked and I asked, they came every day, taught me, because you know, I was recuperating.
What did your grandmother and your uncle say about these American boys in their home? Certainly, they had been raised in the days of World War II and had anti-American sentiments as well.
Grandma was a very, she said, well, it's good to have a good religion.
So she was okay.
Uh-huh.
And how about your mother when she heard you?
Well, the missionary said that you have to legal custody, parental permission. And I called, and she quickly, when I said America, and she hung up. And missionary fasted, and next day, too, myself also, fasting, and I called, begging and begging, and she was begging not to do it. But finally, she said, son, you're too young. You know, it's hard to make a decision. But, Mom, I really found this is the right things to do. It was dead silence, and then she goes, son, if you're not quitting right in the middle, you have my permission. And so that was wonderful.
So permission. 14 days. After you heard the story of Joseph Smith's first vision.
Well, and it was just, to me, that unbelievable moment.
Tell me about your baptism.
Well, they took me after receiving permission from my mother, and the missionary took me to the largest baptism font. It's called Pacific Ocean.
That is a large font. You are correct.
No baptism font. So they immersed me into the water, and there was two brothers, a witness, and then so.
Let's skip ahead a few years, and then we'll come back. But missionaries, for obvious reasons, are terribly important to you, for you.
Oh, I'll say.
Well, you made a wonderful quote in a conference talk several years back about missionary work, and I would love our listeners to hear that. This was from October 1979 General Conference on Missionary Work. Elder Kikuchi.
Oh, how I appreciate my own missionaries who taught me the most glorious message. Elder Law and Elder Porter, I thank you. Oh, how many lives had been touched by the missionary like me and like them. Oh, may we continue to send the great missionaries from every nation, as our prophet asked us to do. And may we, members of this true church, have the courage to stand before the world to share this great message of the everlasting gospel. The restored gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with every nation and kindred tongues and people. Brothers and sisters, we must be the light of the world. There, someone is waiting for you.
That's a powerful testimony, Elder
Kikuchi. Oh, my, I forgot about that.
Well, it changed your life.
It was.
Mm-hmm. And 3 years later, you were able to serve a mission. Tell us about your own mission. Where did you go, and how long were you there?
I went to Japan, throughout the Japan. There was only one mission. And then I received, after that, 6 months extension. And then 12 months more as a building, full-time mission. And so served 3.5 years.
So a lot longer than your average mission.
Those days, Native boys are 2 years, and then American missionaries are 3 years.
You ran into those missionaries later. Tell us about running into Elder Porter.
I came for the conference because I was invited by President Kimball, and I was a sustain right after the conference, and a few Japanese and returned missionaries gathered around outside Tabernacle. And a one man, Who baptized you? So I said, you are the one. You are the Green Bee missionary.
You recognized the man who was the young
but
man.
He was not recognize me. He thought, oh, I was joking. So he went home and then saw the his journal. And lo and behold, yeah.
He had, in fact, been the person, the missionary, to baptize Yoshihiko Kikuchi. And here you were sustained as a general authority that day.
Yeah.
That was a significant day. You are the first Asian general authority sustained in this church. Is that true?
From native country, Elder Komatsu, a Japanese descent, and then he was the first. And then,
but you were from the first one from Japan as a native. What does that mean for the Asian people, especially the Asian church members?
Well, I feel that this church is a universal church, not for the Americans or Canadians. I think this church is for everyone.
I can tell that you loved your own missionary experience. When I read some of the experiences that you share in talks and otherwise, it is obvious that you feel so strongly about this. Tell us about when President Gordon B. Hinckley, he was then a member of the Council of the Twelve, visited a missionary zone conference.
Well, we started the zone conference about 8 o'clock. No lunch break, just the rest, 15 minutes. Went on the fast and testimony meeting afternoon. About 3 o'clock, I remember, well, we close this meeting and then we'll start the fast and testimony meeting. Well, my wife will speak and myself and then mission president and his wife. Then rest all of you that 8 missionaries for small zone. And I was the last one. So I was waiting. Then, he stood up and then, Brother Kikuchi, you ought to come bear your testimony. But I didn't understand what he was saying. I was smiling. And then my companion said, oh, he asked you to go and bear your testimony.
And at this point, had you spoken a word of English on your mission? No, a little bit.
Maybe a thank you, goodbye.
Uh-huh. That's but it. All Japanese.
All Japanese.
So you went to bear your testimony.
And then within a few minutes, I was bearing Joseph Smith, how he met with the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, and then affect my life and so forth. And then all of a sudden, that the most... most peaceful, and then what I call it, the celestial glow felt. And then when I realized I was speaking English, it must be a very prime, English, and then maybe elementary type. But I stood there a couple minutes, and then after said amen, I went back and in my seat, and then President Hinckley stood up and with the tears in his eyes, and he said, not usually I give from a pulpit the blessing, but in this setting I want to give him. So he blessed.
Gave
so
you an apostolic blessing right there from the
right
pulpit.
There. Yeah.
And after that, you started learning English.
Well, I thought, I better do that, and then I study very hard.
You had a wonderful mission, and then something even more wonderful happened to you a few weeks after you got home from your mission.
Well, I had, as I said, that 6 months extension and 12 months extension, and a young lady was waiting, and then so I went home and I married within the 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, and you married Toshiko Koshiya.
Yes.
Is that right? And she also was a convert to the church.
She was.
How had she found the gospel?
Well, she loves to learn about the dress and then fashion show. It was a Sunday morning, and she was walking in the street, and she heard very unusual music. That was a church a song.
Mm-hmm.
Then she just approached the door. It was just about to start the sacrament. So she introduced herself to the church. But took her a couple of years because she was young. Mm-hmm. And then, but the father gave consent to her baptism.
And then you moved as a family to Tokyo?
After we married.
After you married. Mm-hmm. And then had your own family. Tell us about your family.
Well, that we started a very humble, simple way. And then one room, small kitchen, and then a bathroom, and then shower. And I really wanted to go to school. So I registered school daytime, and I was working daytime too. And then also they called me as a branch president, like a bishop. And so I have three full-time jobs.
Very
busy. Well, maybe four, as a husband and, you know, branch president, student, and then I have to provide the family. So.
And you had your four children in how many years' time?
Well, the first one came and after a year, a few months, and then about 3 years, kind of different. But the last boy was probably 6 years.
Three daughters and then a son, Matthew.
Son, yeah. Sarah, Rena.
Ruth.
Matthew.
And then Matthew. What a lovely family. We are speaking with Elder Yoshihiko Kikuchi from the First Quorum of the 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You're listening to Conversations on the Mormon Channel. You're listening to Conversations on the Mormon Channel. Elder Kikuchi, 1977, started a lot of years of more intensive church service when you were called to Salt Lake City for General Conference. Did you know when you were coming what was happening?
No.
So tell me about the call in Japan.
Well, I was serving as a branch president and a council of mission presidency and the stake presidency and then stake president. And I was here for April conference, but President Kimball's office called and then he talked to me directly and then I'd love to see you and then would you come to conference? I said, no, sir, because I was there for April conference. And he asked me again, oh, bring your wife together. And so I told him I'll be there. But my passport and entry for America, the visa was expired. So I have to renew and then, you know, make it again.
Mm-hmm.
And
how many days did you have to do that?
Oh, 5 days.
5 days. That's a tall order.
Very quick. And then, finally, I missed a plane those days of Pan American and from Tokyo to San Francisco. I missed that because I was unable to reach on the time. But anyway, to break the appointment about 2-3 times with the prophet, finally, next morning, I was there early. Next time.
Well, I'm sure he understood you were trying as hard as you could to get there. Sometimes
I called
there's
the brother,
some obstacles.
Arthur Haycock, and then
his secretary.
Yeah, reason why I'm late, and then I missed the plane and so forth. But anyway, yeah.
Tell us about being in his office and when that call came.
Well, we were there early, and then he came in, and how'd your trip? And I apologized again, and then we discussed not calling matters, and how about your business and your family and then your health and so forth. And then he stopped, and then he looked upon his ceiling, and his eyes gradually came down, and it caught my eyes, and then he just directly told me, Brother Kikuchi, that the Lord called you to serve as one of the general authorities of the church. I knew what he was said, but I just could not comprehend. And finally, he said, would you accept the call? I even couldn't say yay, nay.
Speechless.
Speechless. And then finally, would you like to discuss with together with you and your wife? I couldn't say yay, nay. And I just totally overwhelmed. And then finally, oh, I'll leave my office then. You folks talk about it and let me know. We need your answer immediately. And then finally I said, President, don't leave us alone. I just cannot accept this because I never turned down the calling of the church, but it is not for me. And then he said, I understand. I was once in that trail, and I went to the mountains and I cry, you know, and I pinch, he said, myself many times. I can understand. And then he bore his strong testimony that terminate our discussion. And then so I said, if the Lord asks me, I'll do it. And then he said, you cannot be a Spencer. You cannot be Tom. Be yourself, my son. That's what he said.
Great advice in 1977. Yeah. Yeah. Probably has served you well. You're not Tom. You're not Spencer.
Yeah.
Yoshihiko.
Right.
Well, you had a very interesting assignment right from the beginning, those first few days when you were appointed as Area Executive Administrator for both Japan and Korea.
Exactly.
How was that?
It was a wonderful, wonderful privilege for me to serve my fellow man. And particularly that beautiful people, Korean people. And then, as you know, that during the war, and then Japan was not good, kind to a Korean people. And first conference in Seoul, Korea, the lady came and then approached me after the leadership meeting. I was heading to the Relief Society for something to eat with the state president. The lady whispered to my ear, I don't like you Japanese people. Wow.
Wow.
I turn. I just say, I'm sorry. And but after dinner and then 7 o'clock meeting, and then we had a Saturday evening session. It was a welfare subject. But I thought I did well enough, covered the subject. So 8:30, I changed my subject. How I grew up with 9 Korean cousins and my aunt married to a Korean gentleman. So they were living in Japan, but kind of next door.
But they were Korean.
Yes.
And you felt impressed to change your topic and
yes,
tell these people of Korea about your connections?
How much I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, my Korean uncle taught me the beautiful Korean folk song and very famous. And then also the national anthem. So it's been a long time since the boyhood I never ever sang. And then state president, born in Japan, Korean, and then went to Japanese school. So President Lee Hon-am, President Lee, can you sing with me? So I sang that folk song, next the national anthem. When I start singing, whole congregation stood up, and they wept. You know, Japanese guy is a singing
the Korean national anthem.
And I told them how much I love you, and then you know, gospel changed my life, and then I share my conversion story too to them. Mm-hmm. The gospel has the power to change. our lives. And then, so anyway, it was a wonderful opportunity for us to serve them and to serve my people. 4.5 years.
Certainly, you were watching Heavenly Father's special plan for you unfold in these years, right before your eyes. And during April General Conference in the year 2000, you gave a wonderful quote about this very topic, that Heavenly Father has a special plan for each of us. Let's listen to that now from April 2000 General Conference, Elder Kikuchi.
How can you and I share the beautiful message of the Lord Jesus Christ? First, cultivate an awareness, bring others to the knowledge. President Gordon Hinckley teaches us to let there be cultivated an awareness in every member's heart, and his or her own potential to bring others to the knowledge of the truth. And let him pray with a great earnestness about it, and let each member pray. Second, a good example to our best tool. President Hinckley taught us, the most effective track we will carry will be the goodness of our own lives. Close quote. As we live the gospel, we will like the lighthouse on the hilltop. Then the Lord will bless us to be more sensitive to speak to those souls which he has prepared before us. Third, act as a time when you feel the Spirit. Elder M. Russell Ballard taught us the key to success in bringing souls into Christ is to act at that time when you feel the Spirit and you sense that your friends does also. Through our faith, our trust in the Lord, and our good works, we can bring many souls. As we seek and pray in faith, the Lord will guide us and his elect soon embrace the glad tiding of the great joy to partake the eternal and infinite atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Elder Kikuchi. Again, that was from April General Conference in the year 2000. Elder Kikuchi reminds us to cultivate awareness, to set a good example for other people, and when we feel the Spirit, that we are to act. Not just feel, but act upon what we feel. Those are great tools to have, Elder Kikuchi.
Thank you.
Let's jump ahead. In 1987, you got a great new assignment. I don't know that many people would not want to have this assignment, right? Tell us about being the president of the Honolulu, Hawaii mission.
Well, our brethren said that, Yoshi, you're going to go a play. But I said,
that's what they said? They told you it was a play assignment?
Well, that's kind of, you know, the tourist place.
And, right.
But the Lord really blessed our missionaries and the members, and then we were able to bring many souls to the Lord. And then my wife and I were so really enjoy that assignment very much. That's not where we came from, but we went to Hawaii.
Well, many people of Japanese descent, however, live in Hawaii. I'm sure you
exactly.
found many of those people, did you?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We were able to bring many Japanese and Filipinos, and then also the, you know, mainlanders, and then different islands from Samoa, Tongans, and very much meddling part of the, you know, like in New York. Mm-hmm. So a lot mm-hmm. of people.
Tell us about teaching those people. There have been many that have said there's a special spirit in the islands of Hawaii, especially when it comes to missionary work. Did you feel that?
Yes, the saints, not only saints, that the people are very wonderful spirit, that they call it Aloha spirit. And then, as far as the religion is concerned, they're really, you know, set the mind. And not only that, in order to live in Hawaii, you have to have two jobs.
Just because of the expense.
And then even the water imported from other, you know, mainland, and then milk, and then all the food. And so in order to sustain the lifestyle there, and then so it was hard, but it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful those 2 years.
And you saw the church continue to grow and develop in those islands?
That's right. That's right.
Tell us what kind of a difference it makes, because there is a temple there. There's been a temple for a long time, but having a temple makes a huge difference, don't you think?
I think that our missionaries, not only baptizing, our goal is to bring them to be united as an eternal family. And so many, many missionaries, they baptize the families, and or, you know, individuals, but when they endow, that they can go together with them. That was a very rewarding for them, the missionaries.
Well, speaking of temples, that was one of your next assignments. In 1994, you and your wife went over back to your homeland, to Tokyo, Japan, to be the president and the matron of the temple there.
Exactly.
Tell us about getting that calling. That must have been a great moment in your life.
All the callings in the church are so wonderful and great. But with your companion and always together, always working, same hours and same time. And then
and you never get transferred, just, and you actually got to pick your companion, right?
So it was a most, most happy and then spiritual and most gratifying experience.
What do the non-members in Tokyo know about the temple or know about the church? Just having that edifice has to be an important presence in that large cosmopolitan city.
I think general Japanese people, they don't know about a temple. But when I was area executive administrator, we had an open house, and then we invited the VIP and for the public. Mm-hmm. But not too many people know the temple. But for the saints, that really peaceful and a celestial, most glorifying place. And then so they love to come, and often, even from far places. Now we have another temple, Fukuoka Temple, a smaller size, and then President Monson announced that last April conference that Sapporo, Japan, will have a temple. That's where, you know, I came from, the island of Hokkaido. And how blessed we will have three temples.
Three temples very soon in Japan. I wish our listeners could see Elder Kikuchi's face right now. His eyes are twinkling, and he has a big smile on his face as he tells us about a third temple being built in Japan, and this one right in your homeland.
The Matthew Kali, the former apostles, when he dedicated Japan, he prophesied that they will come. Temple will be dotted throughout Japan.
That prophecy is coming to fruition.
I hope and pray that even the missionary work will go forth and then excel more productively. But anyway, the three temples, I just cannot believe.
We are speaking today with Elder Yoshihiko Kikuchi of the First Quorum of the 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Ruth Todd, and this is Conversations on the Mormon Channel. Elder Kikuchi is here to talk about this brand new booklet that will be coming to your homes, either in place of your Ensign or your Liahona. In what month, Elder Kikuchi?
The month of October.
So October of 2010. Mm-hmm. And tell us about this new booklet.
With 45 different languages. And then they will receive at their homes. And then after that, that there will be a distribution center, the cover of the Word of Ensign remove, and the contents is the same. And then will be distributed to whoever wants to buy.
And so you don't have to have a subscription to a church magazine to get this. But this booklet is all about temples.
It is.
And Elder Kikuchi was telling us that the reason we don't call it new necessarily is because it actually has been revised several times. The first iteration of this temple booklet was actually back in 1955.
And then the improvement era.
In the improvement era, the magazine at that time.
Since then, that they revise or improve, revise, and then this would be eighth edition.
And tell us what is new in this booklet and what is so important that the church leaders want this in every LDS home.
In this book, we have President Monson's, the recent articles, The Blessing of the Temple, very inspiring message. And also that Elder Nelson is talking about the prepare the blessing of the temple. So this would be a wonderful booklet for those who are ready to be endowed or to be married. And then this would be also good book for the temple preparation class in every unit of the church. And then, of course, that President Hinckley's articles, President Packer's articles, President Howard W. Hunter's articles, also that Elder James E. Talmadge, a history of the temple. And then also that simplify language in the photo essay and then the things pertaining to this holy house.
So a full new photo essay about things pertaining to the temple.
Right. Pictures are new temples, smaller size temples, large size temples, and then so it's all new. And then updated the question about the temple, and also that address to the youth and the younger generation so that they can also learn from this book.
What about people, Elder Kikuchi, who are not of our faith, who know we have temples and know that they cannot go in those sacred buildings because they don't have a recommend, but they are curious? Would this be a good booklet for them to have?
This is a fascinating tools to, even if just without explanation and hand it to them. It's a very sequential way so that the people, non-members, easy to understand. Even those who endowed previously and who are less active in the church coming back, this is a great doctrinal, simple, understandable way so that they can truly comprehend wonderfully. So it's good for the youth and non-members. Mm-hmm. And then this book is good for the classes, youth classes, young mm-hmm. women, young men, preparation for the eternal marriage. And then this is a wonderful, wonderful corroboration for all the resource. It's a wonderful book.
So as we mentioned, if you do subscribe to one of the church magazines, then you will get it, either the Ensign of the Liahona. What about people who would like a copy or extra copies to give their neighbors or their friends or less active members? How do they get a copy of this new booklet?
Well, they can ask the distribution center directly or through the bishops,
mm-hmm.
branch president.
Mm-hmm.
They can ask extra subscription or if they want a 20.
Whatever they need, maybe for their entire class mm-hmm. of temple prep students.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the youth several times. What is it that you would like the youth to glean from these magazines on temples? They won't be going for at least a few years to the temples till they're either married or ready to go or preparing to serve a mission. But you're saying share the messages in these booklets with the youth while they're young, years prior to going. Tell us what you hope they glean from these
booklets. When I was serving as a temple president, you know, I saw lots of youth are coming from baptism for the deceased people. Because I want them to come, because within a 10, within a 15 years, there will be adult. And then it will be a wonderful, wonderful habit for them to understand that the purpose of the temple and a temple worship and a blessing. And then when they are grown up, when they are married first, and then it will be a wonderful preparation for this booklet. And then when they growing up, as they teach their children, again, it's a wonderful book to use those.
It seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that the church leaders seem to be trying to give more access to people of all faiths to the temple, to understand a little bit more about it. Not the sacred things necessarily, but for instance, on Temple Square is a brand new replica of the Salt Lake Temple scaled down. Tell us about that. If you come to Temple Square as a visitor, what would you see?
Well, if, you know, before, you see that outside the walls.
You can walk around the perimeter of the temple, that's all.
And now that if you go to south side of the visitor center, you can see that actual inside explanation.
So they've made a scaled model so someone can look right in, correct?
Exactly.
And they can see every detail down to what, the carpets, all of the decor. Can they see exactly what it looks like?
Yes, exactly same. Decoration, walls and colors and carpet, ceilings, lightings and everything exactly there.
What was the purpose in the church leaders deciding to make a scale model like this one on Temple Square?
Temple is not secret. But temple is the holy, sacred things for the members of the church. So that's the great purpose. And then they want them to know we are not hiding. And then we want them to know we really respect and maintain and treasure the sacred things which God has given us.
Tell us about President Thomas S. Monson's address to us in this temple booklet, because really it is for the world, not just the church members.
Well, the President Monson is basically talking about the temple is a blessing for each one of us, those who are worthy to come. And then he is asking us to let us be worthy to receive the Heavenly Father's blessing through the temple sacred ordinances and covenants. And then President Monson is saying that the temple is lifting us and inspiring us, and so that we can live better life and close to God. And then that looking forward back to the homeland, to a heavenly home. That's basically he's inspiring us so beautifully. So I want everybody to read it and then immerse this book and then so understand completely the blessing of the temple and also the temple worship.
You mentioned the photo essay, the beautiful photo essay. There are new temples that are featured in this photo essay, and I dare say temples that people probably have not yet seen pictures of. Is that correct?
Many people, yes.
Elder Kikuchi, I noticed that on the very last page of this temple booklet, the church leaders have chosen to include a primary song. Can you tell us why and why this one?
Well, in the temple, we learn where we came from, why we're here, and where we are going. And actually, we're here to prepare to return home. Temple is the best place spiritually.
Our listeners are probably wondering what the song is. The song is, I Lived in Heaven. And so what you're telling us is temple is the link between heaven and earth. Elder Kikuchi, if we could, we would love to hear your testimony first in English and then in your native language, Japanese.
Wow. Thank you. I know there is a Heavenly Father, and He lives and He loves us. He sent His only begotten Son to us and for us to prepare to return home, to back to heavenly home. This is why Jesus said, for this cause, I came into this world. I know there is the true Church of God on this earth, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I know, with all my church membership experiences so far, and I testify that Jesus is our Savior and the Heavenly Father does live, your Father and my Father in heaven, and we do have a living oracle, even at President Thomas S. Monson. We believe the Scriptures and the Bible is the Word of God. But Heavenly Father, allow us to have another testament of Jesus Christ, which is the Book of Mormon. And I testify to you that as we seek these things, I promise you, you shall find the same, the conclusion. And I know these things are true. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. 私は天のお父様が本当に生きてらっしゃることを皆様に証しいたします。また天のお父様は私たちに愛する救い主イエス・キリスト様をこの地上にお送りくださって、私たちが再び天のお父様の身元に帰るために準備することができるようにイエス・キリスト様をお送りくださいました。そして1820年に父なる神様と御子イエス・キリスト様が少年ジョセフ・スミスに現れて、末日聖徒イエス・キリスト教会を1830年に設立するようになりました。神様は神の誠の教会を私たちにお与えくださいました。今この末日聖徒イエス・キリスト教会は誠に神様の教会です。また私たちには神様の御言葉を告げる預言者が生きています。彼の名前はトーマス・ S ・マンスン大官長と言います。彼は神様の預言者です。私たちに聖書の他にモルモン書という素晴らしい聖典を神様はお与えくださいました。皆様方がこの証とメッセージを聞くことによって、ぜひ真理を、神様の教えを探求していただきたいと、そう願っています。これらをイエス・キリストの御名を通し申し上げます。アーメン。
Elder Yoshihiko Kikuchi of the First Quorum of the 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thank you for sharing your testimony, both in English and in that beautiful Japanese. I hope we had some Japanese speakers that could listen to that and feel of your great spirit.
Well, thank you, Ruth. Great privilege for me to be with you. Thank you.
Well, it is definitely our privilege. We thank you for coming on Conversations, and we hope wherever you are listening in this world that you have enjoyed this hour and listening to Elder Kikuchi's testimony. We hope you'll join us next time for more Conversations on the Mormon Channel.
This has been Conversations, a Mormon Channel series featuring discussions with members of the church with a unique perspective or an interesting story. Today's conversation has been with Elder Yoshihiko Kikuchi of the First Quorum of 70 of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The host for this episode was Ruth Todd. Join us again for this and other programs here on the Mormon Channel at radio.lds.org. Then tell your friends about us.